With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders wrestling team is up to 14 wins on the season as they get closer and closer to the Section 3-3A team tournament that this year will be held at the Hastings High School Fieldhouse. Before we get to that, the Raiders have to round out the regular season with some dual meets and tournaments. And head coach Tim Hanneberg of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday, first to look back at how the Raiders have been wrestling since the tournament series around Christmas break.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good so far. We're just kind of grinding away right now. So our dual meet record 14-8, and we're kind of hitting a pretty good part of the season right now. After the bye state and all that kind of stuff, we went to the Kiffmeyer. We go there every year, and first round we had Apple Valley, and they're a little down this year, but still always a tough team, you know, very historic history with that team. And we ended up beating Apple Valley for the first time, I think, in about 25 years or something like that. I think it's been about since 1996. We beat Apple Valley, so that was a pretty big win for our team and our kids, kind of see where they're at. After that, we ran into a really tough Foley team. We lost some matches I thought we could have won, but had some really good wrestling matches overall. And then once again, we lost to Wilmer, who's kind of right around the same ranking as us right now, too. So a team hopefully we can see later on in the year, too. So it was a really good tournament, though, up in Kiffmeyer. And then since then, well, we had a home event the other night against two conference teams, Henry Sibley and Montemite. We won both pretty good. I thought it was one of our best nights of the year. So that was a really good home event for our kids, too. So a lot of kids getting varsity wins and varsity letters this year, so it's been a pretty neat year so far.
Even though Apple Valley may be down just a bit, to get a win against the Eagles when you haven't done it since the late 90s, the whole team was feeling good after that dual meet victory.
Oh, for sure, yeah, it was huge. I mean, we've wrestled a lot of area teams around here, too, so knowing that we're kind of back on top of the area, and yeah, in our section, too, so it's really huge for the kids, and they all felt really good, too. And our JV dominated them, too, so it's just really good overall day, kind of beating them and kind of moving forward here, too. Just like you're saying, kind of moving forward to the section tournament and those things coming in the postseason.
Coach Hanneberg on a handful of the wrestlers that have been really performing well as we get closer to sections.
Some of our little guys are doing really good right now. They're coming along. So some of our younger guys, Derek Steinke, he's down at 106 right now. He's just looking really phenomenal. He's really coming along and really progressing. Josh Rout is down at 126. He's doing really well. Same thing with Aiden Erickson. They're both ninth graders. Derek's an eighth grader, and then Josh and Aiden are ninth graders. So they're extremely young, and they're both doing really well at the varsity level. And let's say one of our best kids right now is where he's doing the best right now is John Kendall. He's a senior, and he's at 138, and he's really having a phenomenal season, and just someone that we really can count on in a duel to get a win, and can we get the momentum going sometimes in the duels. And so he's always someone that we can always put out there and always rely on. Some other young guys, too. Nolan Myers is 11th grader right now. He's just a really solid wrestler. And then I'll get to the big guys. We got a lot of seniors up there, but kids like Justin Tverberg and Mukhtar Ali, Bree Schiller, they're all seniors. And they're having a phenomenal season. And then probably one of the biggest, I wouldn't say maybe surprises on paper right now, and definitely not a surprise to our coaching staff, is Cameron Olson, who's wrestling at heavyweight this year. He's having a phenomenal season. I think his record is about 21-3 right now, and he's doing really, really good. So someone that we always know is going to end the duel in the right way for us. So it's been a pretty fun season so far with those guys.
Whether it's Josh Rout, Aiden Erickson, or the aforementioned Cam Olson, Coach Hanneberg and the rest of the coaching staff have definitely had some fun watching these kids blossom at the next level.
Yeah, that's huge for us, too. I think we are either 8th or 9th grade all the way up to John Kendall at 138. So that's huge to know how young we are. And even though we might be taking some lumps there, we know like that growth is going to take place in the next few years. So that's super exciting. And we know who the kids right behind them are, too. You know, so when we look down the road here at our lineup, we know who's going to be filling in at those weight classes, kind of spreading out and where the growth is going to be. So it's going to be pretty sweet there, too. And then our 11th graders are doing really good. We have some good 10th graders, but it's fun to see our 11th graders kind of take that next step and take some leadership roles in our lineup. And someone like Cam and Nolan Myers, who got some kind of spot starting time last year as 11th graders, as 10th graders. But now, as 11th graders, are really taking the next step and really taking a leadership role, stepping up to the plate when we really need them to. So that's really cool to see.
That was Coach Tim Hanneberg of the Hastings Raiders wrestling team. We'll have more on the Raiders next week. A couple of awards were given out to four Hastings High School students, and we'll start first of all with the Excel Award. Linnea Urban and Simon Hedin are recipients of the Excel Award. Excel, meaning Excellence in Community, Education, and Leadership, is a unique program designed designed exclusively for high school juniors who are active in school activities, who show leadership qualities, and who work voluntarily in their community. Linnea is a repeat letter winner, captain at all-conference, and individual conference champion in each of her three sports, cross-country, Nordic ski, and track and field. She is an all-state Nordic skier. She also maintains a 4.0 GPA and participates in choir and ceramics. She is active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Link Crew, and Spanish Honor Society. Linnea also volunteers with Feed My Starving Children, Young Life, and her church nursery. Simon is a multi-sport athlete who lettered in soccer, football, hockey, and baseball. He maintains a 4.0 GPA and participates in both band and choir. He is active in Link Crew, Peer Helpers, Youth in Government, and Spanish Honor Society. Simon also volunteers as a camp counselor at Carpenter Nature Center and as a youth coach in soccer. Shifting to another awesome award and two more wonderful recipients is the AAA Award, and Amy Roach and Ben Ashman are recipients of the AAA Award. AAA Academics, Athletics, and Arts is a program designed to honor high school seniors who have excelled in the classroom, on the athletic field, and in the fine arts. Amy has a 4.0 cumulative GPA and is ranked number one in her class. She is enrolled in over 10 advanced placement and college in the school's courses. She is a participant in choir, show choir, orchestra, and tennis. Amy is also active in Youth in Government, Student Council, FCA, Link Crew, and Peer Tutors. Amy is undecided on post-secondary enrollment, but plans to study political science and participate in the arts. Ben has a 4.0 cumulative GPA and is ranked number one in his class. He is enrolled in multiple advanced placement and college in the school's courses. He is a participant in choir, where he's all-conference and all-state, show choir, band, all-conference, jazz band, and tennis. He is also active in National Honor Society and is a Hastings High School peer helper. He plans to attend St. John's University and major in music education. Congratulations to all four Raider honorees. We're now just a couple of weeks away from the 60th annual St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Patriot Middle School Basketball Tournament at the Seas Gym here in Hastings. And the bracket is still looking for three boys teams to participate in the tournament for boys A squad 7th or 8th grade teams. It'll take place from February 7th through the 8th, possibly the 9th, depending on how many teams are involved, and you don't want to miss out on being part of this historic event. It's the oldest running parochial school tournament in Minnesota. There's team, individual, and all tournament trophies that will be awarded. Halftime games and intermission competitions are also included all weekend. And don't forget, there's radio broadcasts of all of the Seas games right here on KDWA. We'll have tasty concessions available throughout the tournament as well. The fee is $95 per team. If you are a coach or a team manager of a 7th or 8th grade boys basketball team and want to participate, contact Emily Chandler at 651-437-3098. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.